News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Berrien County officials are looking for a new chief public defender, and the county commission has approved assigning Chief Assistant Public Defender Christopher Renna to head up that department on an interim basis. Renna will assume the role officially August 5th, taking over for Carl McPherson, who's leaving to return to Oregon. Renna tells us he's interested in getting the job permanently.
These are obviously very big shoes to fill. I've had the privilege of knowing Carl for 12 years. He's been a big mentor for me in my own career, so I was just very happy and honored just to come here and work for him in the chief assistant role.
Renna will serve as interim chief public defender for a maximum of 3 months unless the county board issues an extension. It approved him for the interim job last night. McPherson was hired in March of 2016, 3 months after the county board approved the creation of the defender's job. He announced his resignation this summer. The motel fire in Sodus Township last week that displaced dozens of residents has exposed the need for more public transportation in Berrien County. That's the thought of American Red Cross volunteer Jerry Sirk, who spoke to the Berrien County Board of Commissioners last night. He told the board many of the motel's former residents are now housed at a Red Cross shelter in St. Joe Township, cut off from services.
But we were having some serious problems. We had somebody who needed to go to the walk-in clinic with a serious incident, and there's no transportation. Red Cross does not provide that transportation because we just don't have the liability.
Sirk asked the board to consider the need for a robust public transportation system in the area. Berrien County's newest park is close to opening to the public. Berrien County Parks Director Brian Bailey tells us he took some county commissioners on a tour of the Paw River County Park in Water Valley this week. That's after a 90-foot pedestrian bridge was completed late last month to help people reach a 9-acre island in the river.
We have a parking area, and it'll be wheelchair accessible onto the bridge and onto the island. And there's an island on the river, and there's over 3,000 feet of hard surface trail on the island. And that bridge allows pedestrians to go from the mainland over to the island.
Bailey says the island will feature walking trails, kayak launch areas, fishing locations, and overlook sites to the Pawpaw River. He's expecting to hold a grand opening for the new park in September. The push is on for all of the gubernatorial candidates to get more votes between now and next Tuesday's primary. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer today started a statewide tour with 36 campaign appearances planned. She's holding a rally in Detroit on Sunday with Mayor Mike Duggan as she trails Sri Tanadar in the polls there. Whitmer's trying to get more of those Detroit votes.
Oh, absolutely, and to make sure people know, you know, that this election's coming up and how serious the consequences are, and I think just really show that this is a campaign that is focused on Michigan, on Michiganders, and Michigan solutions.
2016 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders will campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abdul El-Sayed in Metro Detroit on Sunday. Republican frontrunner Bill Schuette is campaigning in Saginaw, Flint, Brighton, and Owosso throughout the weekend. Closer to home, Michigan's 6th District candidate for Congress, George Franklin, is making a final push to drum up support for his primary candidacy with a tour this weekend. Franklin, who is seeking the Democratic nomination to take on Congressman Fred Upton come November, kicked off the tour in Three Rivers yesterday. And today, it took him to Kalamazoo and Pawpaw while he's planning to appear in St. Joseph tomorrow. Franklin's St. Joe stop will be downtown for Chalk the Block festivities on State Street near the Welcome Center from 3:30 to 4:30. Also tomorrow, he'll stop in Cassopolis. On Sunday, Franklin plans to be at the Coloma Open Air Market from 2 to 3 and Water Valley from 3 to 5 where he's canvassing. Another St. Joe visit and a South Haven visit are planned for Monday. Franklin worked as a lobbyist for Kellogg before he started his own consulting business. Also in the running for 6th District Democratic nomination are David Benack, Rich Eicholtz, and Matt Longjohn. That primary is coming up Tuesday. More retailers for Benton Township. That's what Cornerstone Alliance is seeking as it teams up with national retail recruiter The Retail Coach to find chains interested in occupying available spaces along M139 between I-94 and Napier Avenue. Cornerstone Alliance President Rob Cleveland tells us a big focus has been the Fairplane Plaza and the former Target building.
We have been in contact with the folks at Target, and then they also have a real estate arm, and we have been in contact with the real estate group that's working to sell or lease that property as well.
Cleveland says multiple retailers could locate in the former Target location. The retail coach is conducting a study of the area.
Retail is changing dramatically around the country. It's not dead. It's just changing. And that's why we're spending our resources to bring in some experts to help us identify what the gap is for our residents and retailers that we think could potentially be successful here.
Cornerstone Alliance says the retail coach has helped to recruit retailers to more than 30 states. Cleveland tells us the goal is to start knocking on doors of retail chains to make a pitch for the area come this fall. And police are seeking a charge of filing a false police report in the reported dog attack on a 3-year-old boy in Bridgman last weekend. The Bridgman Police Department posted an update on its investigation yesterday. It says the investigation has concluded and determined the location and identity of the woman and the dog involved were false. Initially, the department asked for the public's help in finding the dog and its owner after the dog allegedly bit the boy on the face at Lake and Toth Streets on Sunday night. After investigating, though, it says officers were able to find the real dog and its owner, and the story from the injured boy's father wears thin. It's forwarded the report on to the Berrien County Prosecutor's Office for a possible charge of filing a false report. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
American Electric Power, 71.19, up 0.70. Apple, 207.99, up 0.60, another record high. J.P. Morgan, 117.07, up 0.92. Chemical Bank, 56.59, down 0.70. Cisco Systems, 42.83, up 0.30. General Electric, 13.12, down 0.05. IBM, 147.69, up 4.73. Microsoft, 108.04, up 0.47. Fifth Third Bancorp, 29.71, down 0.30. Whirlpool, 134.80, up 2.59. XPO Logistics, 101.43, up 1.01. U.S. stocks gained Friday as the July jobs data helped support the belief that the economy is still expanding. The Dow Industrials gained 136 points to 25,462, while the S&P 500 added 13 points to 2840. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. A top Trump administration official has responded to China's threat to impose additional tariffs on U.S. goods in response to a threat from President Trump. Here's ABC's Arlette Sines.
President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, is sending a warning to China.
Do not underestimate President Trump's determination to follow through on the China trade reform campaign.
This comes after China said it's planning to impose tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods, including coffee, vegetables, and other farm products, to retaliate if the U.S. follows through with tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese goods. Arlette Sines, ABC News, The White House.
On the same day, his top intelligence officials warned voters Russia's again trying to interfere in the U.S. midterm elections. President Trump used a rally in Pennsylvania to defend his recent meeting with Vladimir Putin. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Hours before President Trump again called the investigation into Russian interference in U.S. elections a hoax, his own top national security officials warned voters about the Russian threat against the 2018 and 2020 elections. Standing next to Vladimir Putin weeks ago, President Trump refused to blame Russia for meddling, but when he returned from the summit, he said he accepted the intelligence agency's conclusion Russia interfered with the election, adding that he thinks others might have done so as well. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, Washington.
The latest report from the Labor Department shows a steady job market. Here's Aaron Katursky.
The country is in its 10th year of economic expansion, and even though July saw a slight cooling in hiring, the 157,000 jobs that were created were more than enough to accommodate the growth in working-age population. Wages remain stuck, even though employers have complained they can't find enough qualified workers. Average hourly earnings increased at the same rate as last month. Manufacturers continued to add jobs despite concerns about the impact of a trade war.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A final report released by Las Vegas police into the mass shooting in Las Vegas last year shows the gunman's primary care physician told FBI agents his patient may have had a bipolar disorder. The report made public today does not name the Las Vegas physician, who also told investigators the shooter did not want to talk about the possible disorder further with him. The physician described the shooter's behavior as odd and showing little emotion. If you invested $1,000 in Apple back in 1980, you would be a millionaire today. The company, known for its slick designs and captivating launches, has become the first $1 trillion publicly traded U.S. company in history. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says Apple's reinvented itself a few times.
When Steve Jobs died just short of 7 years ago, many feared the company would struggle to fill the shoes of the iconic creator and entrepreneur who began the tech firm with Steve Wozniak in a California garage. Now, with one in every three Americans holding an iPhone in their pocket, worth that whopping $1 trillion. That's 12 zeros.
That's ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. How much can you expect to spend on back-to-school supplies this year? ABC's Daria Albinger takes a look.
You've probably seen the back-to-school sales, and sooner or later, you're going to have to get your kids ready to go back to class. The National Retail Federation, a merchants trade group, says you can count on spending $250 per kid to buy them everything they'll need, from school supplies to clothing to that shiny new lunchbox. That's a little more than we spent last year. Want to save where you can? Look for tax-free weeks starting soon in many states. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And at the box office this weekend, it's Winnie the Pooh versus Tom Cruise. More now from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's going to be close.
What to do indeed.
Christopher Robin should be the top new opening this weekend, looking at maybe $30 million for the Disney film, but also looking at $30 million week two for Mission Impossible Fallout. Those two will compete for the top spot, likely leaving third place.
Want to die having never been to Europe? Or do you want to go to Europe and die having been to Europe?
To the Mila Kunis, Kate McKinnon action comedy The Spy Who Dumped Me, which is looking at maybe $13 million. Also opening, the sci-fi thriller The Darkest Minds, which looks like a bomb in the $5 million range. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.